On Tuesday, the Unalaska City School Gym was packed with students, faculty, city officials, and community members. They were there to celebrate the school's Blue Ribbon Award from the United States Department of Education with music, dance, and plenty of speeches. As Superintendent John Conwell remarked, that recognition means that the school is in a pretty elite class.
That puts those 315 schools, including Unalaska City School, clearly in the top 1% of all schools in the nation.
Unalaska City School is just one of two Alaskan schools to earn a blue ribbon this year. The application process is rigorous and considers test scores and a lengthy self-assessment from schools. Community support, substantial parent involvement, and good administration all got kudos for improving the quality of the school. The teachers, of course, received the most appreciation of any group. Here's high school senior Bianca Barrera.
I would like to thank the teachers. They have made and continue to make sacrifices for our students by staying after school, being willing to put up with us on school trips, and flexible in their hours based on our ever-changing needs. Without them, we would not be able to experience different parts of the world, ranging from small villages like Chivak and Ustoyahook, places I personally visited through cross-country for regions, to foreign countries, including Finland, Russia, Spain, France, and Estonia, with the Foreign Language Club.
Superintendent Conwell also made sure to say thank you to the elementary school teachers.
Well, you can see that Eagles View teachers and staff have done a tremendous job preparing these students academically and socially for the transition to Unalaska City School, or as you guys used to know it, the big school.
The students received high praise as well. Mayor Shirley Marquardt read letters from Senator Mark Begich and Senator Lisa Murkowski commending the school. Murkowski recalled her August visit to the school and praised the students for asking engaged, intelligent questions.
She was so impressed when she was here this last summer and she was able to go into the auditorium and do a question and answer session with the students, the high school students. And after that, even all the way to the airport, as she was getting on the plane, as we were saying goodbye to her, she was still raving about the kids at this school, how bright they were, how intelligent, what good questions they asked, how thoughtful.
Unalaska City School has about 200 students, a couple dozen teachers and aides, and it occupies a large modern building. It's a far cry from what the school used to look like, according to A.B. Rankin, who has had children and grandchildren go through the district. She says that when she started kindergarten in the 1950s, things looked a lot different.
When I attended school here, in that little four-room classroom, there were no telephones, no television, no internet, no texting. Copier machines and laptops hadn't even been invented yet.
Now the school has plenty of lab space and computers. There are facilities for practicing music and playing sports. And, more importantly, says Rankin, there's a student body that takes advantage of all of these things.
But you students do think. At least you have shown that our school is persistently high performer in terms of GPA and scholastic success. I'm so impressed by you young people today.
Unalaska City School was formally recognized for receiving a Blue Ribbon Award at a ceremony earlier this month in Washington, D.C. In Unalaska, I'm Alexander Gutierrez.